Welcome back to the Marnie Blick Tapes. Today, it's the fatal fall of Diego Lopez, part two.
This is the conclusion of the case in which Detective Marnie Blick uncovers the truth about what happened to Diego. For those of you who need a refresher, Marnie is paralyzed from the waist down and conducts her investigations with the help of her assistant, Finn Graham, who goes out and does the fieldwork. So what you'll be hearing are recorded phone calls between Marnie and Finn, as well as tape interviews between Finn and various persons of interest.
As far as we've come in the case, Ximena Lopez, Diego's wife, now widow, contacted Marnie with suspicions that his apparent suicide might not have been a suicide at all. Diego was in the army and very well liked by his colleagues.
Suspicions arise when it's confirmed that someone else was in the car when Diego stopped by his local deli just a few hours before he died. Who that person is, we don't know yet.
We know that Diego had a best friend, Mark Patton, who was also his team lead back at the base. During Finn's interview with Mark, Finn noted that Mark was extremely distraught by Diego's death. But right where we left off, Ximena called Marnie with some information that could change the nature of the case.
Ximena had found letters, love letters, written between Diego and Mark, his best friend and his lover.
In the following recording, Ben has arrived back at Ximena's house. He calls Marnie and then puts her on speaker to talk to Ximena. She at this point has calmed down after the initial shock of finding out that, well, her husband was cheating on her with a man.
Hey, Ximena.
Hi.
Okay, could you give Finn those letters? He'll make copies and send them my way if that's okay.
Yeah, sure.
Is it okay if I take a look at these now?
Mm-hmm. Ximena, is this something you ever talked about with Diego?
No, never. We didn't have any issues like that. It makes no sense.
I'm sorry.
I can't believe he was gay. And Mark?
Could have been
bi. It's the same thing.
You done reading?
Oh, yeah. And, it's pretty much exactly, they're pretty much just love letters. An affair. Looks like Mark's wife doesn't know either.
Are the letters handwritten?
No. They're typed on a computer and printed.
Ximena, did Diego have a computer?
Yeah, a laptop computer.
Have you looked through it at all?
I have no clue how to use them. It's a complete mystery to me.
Is that something we could look at?
Yeah, of course. I have no idea where it is, but I'll check upstairs.
The laptop might help.
Yeah.
So, I'll fax you these when I get back. Fair warning, they're pretty intense, and I'm not sure you're gonna know some of this stuff.
I mean, it is what it is.
I can't find it. It might be at the base.
Yeah, I'll look into it.
Okay.
If you find it anywhere, please let us know. That could be really helpful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he spoke to someone at some point before everything happened.
Okay, yeah. You know what? I'm going to keep looking, okay?
All right, well, hang in there, Ximena. This is hard and obviously...
Marnie takes the evening to review the letters after Finn faxes them over to her.
And the next day, Marnie wants to look into the gay scene in town. Marnie discovers the only proper gay bar and asks Finn to go down and see if anyone has information on Diego.
The tape we have on our conversation with Finn only included her side of the conversation. But something that we found interesting is that Marnie stopped to ask Finn if he was comfortable with that. We found that a little strange. But it may make sense down the line. Either way, Finn agrees to head down to the bar, punnily named the Barmuda Triangle.
I see what they did there. Barmuda. Funny.
Water'd be great, thanks.
You sure? I can make you anything.
Oh, no. It's okay. I might take it.
This is Brendan Rossi, who runs his own bar called the Barmuda Triangle, right in the heart of town. It's a beautifully decorated place, and from photos we found, this definitely is a gay bar.
Brendan is a bigger guy, about 240 pounds. Red beard, shaved head. Finn describes a smiling, friendly face.
Before the recording began, Finn must have already asked if Brendan knew Diego or if Diego was a frequent guest at the bar, and Brendan must have said that he was, since he doesn't seem very fazed by the line of questioning.
Good. Okay, so this is... Could you state your name and occupation for me?
Brendan Rossi. I'm the owner of the Barbuda Triangle, a bar, and we're actually the first gay bar, openly gay bar in town.
Thanks. And your relationship to Diego Lopez?
Diego was, okay, just for, like, the tape. Tape is just internal, right? There's a certain amount of, well, there's still, like, issues around this kind of stuff.
No, I know. I know. This is just for records.
Okay, so, yeah. Diego came by a lot for years. I knew him really well, and yeah, he was a big part of this community.
Okay, thanks. Can you remember the last time you saw him?
Not specifically, no. But probably just the weekend before he died. He was here pretty much every Friday night, sometimes Saturday. Yeah, I can't specifically remember, but...
No, that's fine.
Like, I think I would have been more aware of him not being here, you know?
Got it. Gotcha. And did he ever come here with someone? Mark Patton?
I don't know. I'd rather not say.
We really need to know.
I'm not in the business of outing anyone. That's for them to decide if or when they're ready.
Oh, trust me, I do appreciate that, but... We know about Mark and Diego. We know that they had a relationship of sorts, and well, we were hoping that you could help us find out more. There are signs pointing to some, like, potential foul play in Diego's death, and Detective Blake could really use your help. Okay. Can you tell us more about Diego, what he was like?
Diego was just amazing. He lit up the room. He was inspiring, funny, a really great human being.
Yeah, and that lines up pretty much with everything we've heard about him so far. You didn't notice any changes in his behavior leading up to his death, did you?
Nope, none that I can think of. It really came out of nowhere, absolutely out of nowhere.
Okay, so nothing out of the ordinary.
No. Like, he started getting really outspoken about the military's policies around people like us.
Okay, like what would he say?
Just like how they should take a stand. You'd be surprised how many of us are in the armed forces. And yeah, he wanted to take a stand and do something about the whole don't ask, don't tell policy. He became really passionate about that.
Did he ever talk about leaving the military?
Oh yeah, all the time. And like, there are a couple guys from the base who come here a lot, and he'd talk about wanting them to all to quit together or do something. I don't know, it's tough. Army is their whole life. Some of them, but most of them.
Makes sense, yeah. Is there anything else you could tell us about Mark?
Nope. Not really, no. I gotta go. I gotta get ready and stuff. Well, just that... I don't know if this is what you're looking at, but I really, really strongly doubt that Mark had anything to do with Diego's death. There's... When you run a bar... When you're a bartender, you get to know people, and there's just no way.
Why do you say that?
I'm sorry, but I gotta go.
Okay, no worries. Thanks for talking to me, Brendan.
Yeah, really, no trouble. If you come by later, the drink is still yours.
Thank you, yeah, I might.
You should.
It's at this point that Marnie asks Finn to have another conversation with Mark Patton. She asks Finn to go in person to avoid simply being hung up on if either of them were to call. So Finn drove an hour to the Patton household. After a short conversation, Mark sent his wife to grab some dinner while the two began the interview.
So I'm here with Mark Patton. Mark, thanks for talking to me again.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to get right into it.
Great.
So Mark, were you having an affair with Diego Lopez?
Excuse me?
Were you?
What are you talking about?
Mark, were you having an affair with Diego?
No, what is this?
I'm asking a pretty straightforward question.
No, answer me. What is this?
Okay. Can you explain this?
The hell are these?
I think you know what it is.
Are you blackmailing me?
No.
Are you serious? You're blackmailing me for...
Mark,
what? Calm down. Money? Calm down! What the hell? This is blackmail.
Mark, I have no intention whatsoever of blackmailing you. Mark.
Get the hell out of here.
Mark, trust me, I get it. I spent 5 years in law enforcement, okay? I get it, and I'm gay. I know what it's like. If you want me to leave, that's fine, but this doesn't look good for you. And we're not blackmailing you. Really. If you're innocent, I think it's better for you to talk to me than to kick me out. This can be off the record.
How is this off the record? You're literally recording this.
Okay, we'll stop recording. I just need you to talk to me.
The recording does, in fact, stop here. From Finn's notes, Mark eventually does calm down and talks more openly. He says that, yes, he and Diego were very close, but he swears that he had nothing whatsoever to do with his death.
In fact, he says he has an alibi. He was at the base training a night ops team the night Diego died.
Finn asked for any way to confirm this and jotted down the names of Mark's supervising commander as well as the names of the trainees Mark was working with that night.
As far as we can make out in the timeline, the interview must have gotten cut short by Marnie calling Finn. They could have been wrapping it up after Finn got the information to check up on Mark's alibi. Either way, Marnie calls Finn with some pretty promising news.
After Finn leaves Mark's home, Marnie tells Finn that she got another call from Jimena. There are more letters. More letters between Mark and Diego. And these are much more damning.
So now, Finn is back at Jimena's house. He has read the new letters to Marnie, and they're about to talk things through with Jimena. And it's really at this point that everything comes crashing down.
All right, Finn read me the new letters, and yeah, they're pretty clear. Diego wanted to come out openly, and Mark thought it would jeopardize himself and others at the base.
Yeah.
And Diego wanted them to take a stand with him. Mark didn't like that. Jimena, can you hand me back too, Finn?
Of course. Finn?
Yeah.
Could you read the last part to me again?
Also, wait. Jimena, is this the laptop?
Yeah, I found it in our room. Cleaning up?
Okay, thank you. Okay, from where do you want me to...
Actually, could you hand me back to Jimena?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, Jimena?
Yeah?
Did Diego have any internet accounts, email, messengers, anything like that?
No. I went through everything and I couldn't find anything like that. He had email, but there was nothing suspicious in there.
Got it. Could Finn take a look at the computer?
Yeah, of course. Do you want me to hand you back to Finn?
Please, yes.
Okay.
Hey.
Hey, so could you take a look at the laptop?
Yeah.
I just asked her if she's okay with it.
Okay. Yeah, give me a second. Jimena, can I use the table?
Yeah, of course. Let me clear it off.
Thank you. Okay. Okay, so what am I looking for?
Word documents. Mark would have written the suicide note on there and printed it out. Find that file.
Gotcha. Okay, give me a second. It's kind of acting up. Okay, here it is. Yeah, this is the... It's the last note.
Okay. Can you ask Jimena to leave the room?
What?
Ask for a glass of water.
Hey, could I bother you for a glass of water?
Yeah, sure, of course. You want ice?
Thank you. Yeah, I'll take ice. Thanks.
Finn, can you check the date that the file was created on?
Yeah, I think so. Give me 1 second. You go back to the folder.
Yeah, take your time.
Got it. February 1st this year. Checks out.
What time exactly?
Um, 11:32 p.m., 1st of February.
Okay, find a way to leave pretty soon.
Yeah, got it.
Things begin to move pretty fast here. First, Marnie tells Finn to head back to the incident site, the cliff where Diego was supposed to have launched himself from. Then, or while Finn is driving there, Marnie calls Edwin, the deli store worker. She asks him when his hours are. Turns out, he closes his store at 9 p.m. every night. This puts Diego out and about before that letter was written on the laptop.
And theoretically, he could have come home, snuck inside, have written the suicide note, and then left again to commit his suicide. But since Jimena says she found the laptop in her bedroom, it seems unlikely that he was able to sneak in without her noticing.
It's pretty clear to us Marnie's wheels are turning.
And now, Finn is back at the edge of the cliff, from where Diego would have jumped. He calls Marnie again.
Hey, up there.
Okay, leave your car. Begin walking down the hill towards the town.
Okay. How far do you want me to go?
All the way down.
Okay, why?
Specifically, walk far enough from the road that you wouldn't be seen by someone driving.
Okay. Okay, so there's like a small path, like a footpath down. It's far enough from the road.
If someone was involved with the murder, let's assume they left the scene that way.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, call me once you're at the bottom of the hill and start seeing buildings again. I'm looking at a map here.
Okay, I'll call you in a bit.
About 40 minutes later, Marnie gets a call back from Finn.
It's me.
All right, where are you at?
Okay, so I came off the hill, and there wasn't any more hiding from the road. So I came out of the street, and it looks like I'm on the corner of Larkin and Rosewood.
Larkin, Rosewood, yep, that's right. Okay, head down Rosewood, then take a left on Fulton. 1, 2, 4, 8 blocks.
8 blocks, okay, great.
Are there any stores here?
I'm looking at a bakery, a church across the street, a bank, looks like.
The bank. There's got to be security footage from the bank. Is it open?
Yeah, I think so. But
ask them if you can take a look at their security footage.
How do I do that?
Wait, I'll call you right back.
We don't know exactly how Marnie managed to do this. Our best guess is that she convinced whoever was in charge of security footage to let Finn review their security footage based on an ongoing investigation. Technically, we're sure that they were in no way obligated to show her anything, but Marnie found a way.
We know that Marnie was persuasive when it came to things like this, though we don't believe she resorted to bribing or anything like that. And if she ever did, she made sure it was never part of her records.
Now, to be honest, trying to review security footage from this bank initially seemed like a long shot to us. Why would the suspect happen to pass this bank exactly? But as it turns out, Marnie had already guessed the exact path the suspect would take.
Now reviewing the security footage from the bank, Finn calls Marnie. He goes to the night Diego died. He speeds forward through the night till he sees someone passing by at around 10 p.m. And it's someone Finn clearly recognizes.
All right, you want me to go on speaker?
Yeah. Wait, give me a second. All right, go for it.
Marnie, you're on speaker.
Hello.
Hey, Jimena.
Hey, so what's new?
Right, we think we have an idea. Actually, we're pretty sure.
Okay.
We spoke to Mark Patton, and we were able to confirm that he did, in fact, have a relationship with Diego. And it looks like Diego was thinking about coming out eventually. Maybe soon. You're sure he never brought anything up about that?
He never did, no.
All right. I'm sure you know that coming out would have been the end of his military career. Current protocol would have allowed him to be discharged without any benefits, without anything. And Diego was basically threatening the careers of his fellow gay service members. From what we can tell, he wouldn't have outed anyone or didn't intend to, but these things can have a ripple effect.
I'm sorry, but do you know what happened or no? Was it someone at the base? Was it Mark? Like, can you get to what happened, please? I need to know.
Mark has an alibi. That checked out completely. Right, okay. Do you remember what time you went to bed on the night Diego died?
Okay, I'm not sure.
Around what time, though? Roughly.
Maybe 11, That's my usual bedtime. Yeah, that's when I go to sleep. Yeah.
Okay. 11. And last, just little clarification. Where did you find the laptop?
It was in our bedroom with his gear. Why?
Jimena, did you receive any widow's compensation after Diego died? Isn't it usual for something like that to happen? after an active service member passes away, their families are taken care of, right? Well, it seems like you didn't get anything. Because the investigation didn't find anything connecting Diego's death to his military service.
That's right.
You appealed this a few times, but they didn't budge, correct?
Yes.
So?
So?
But if it turned out that Diego was killed by a member of the military, then it would be directly related to his service, and you would receive a very substantial amount of money.
Are you suggesting
that... I'm just laying everything out that we have.
Yeah, clearly, but... Okay, so...
Jimena, you didn't leave your home the night of Diego's death, right?
No, I was home. I was home for the thousandth time.
Because we have security footage placing you right between your home and the crime scene that night.
What? What? Okay. I was here at home, so what is this?
These are stills from security footage from a bank. Here. This is you, right?
Okay, no. I don't even own anything like that. That's not me.
No. This is you in this photo here on the table.
What are we doing here, huh?
It's the same dress.
Police are on their way and they have everything they found. We know you knew about Mark and tried to frame him after your widow's compensation wasn't approved.
Get out.
Okay.
Get out. I need you to get out now.
Okay, all right. We're going.
So, what happened? From what we can tell, Jimena hung up the phone. Soon after, police did arrive with an arrest warrant for Jimena for the murder of her husband, Diego Lopez.
And Jimena Lopez did kill her husband. We found out later from a separate confession from Jimena that Diego had told her he was gay and that he was leaving her and the military. Jimena says she reacted badly, blacked out, and pushed him over the edge of the overlook, killing him. She then covered her tracks by making it seem like a suicide.
And she got away with it, but there was the issue of widow's compensation. After Diego's death, Jimena had been denied benefits due to there being no connection between Diego's death and his service. A clear history of PTSD or other mental health issues needed to be established prior to a suicide for widow's compensation to be granted at the time. The laws around this have changed now, but as far as we understand, this is how it was back then.
So then, Jimena came up with this plan to frame Mark Patton, Diego's lover. If Mark was convicted of the murder, Diego's death would be directly linked to military service, and Jimena would receive a hefty amount in compensation from the government. She had found real letters between Mark and Diego, but then fabricated more damning ones, making it seem like Mark was threatening Diego's life for wanting to expose them. And of course then, she hired Marnie to follow the breadcrumbs she laid out to Mark.
But it turns out Jimena had blundered a small detail in her scheme that Marnie was able to pick up on. From her notes in the case, we learned that the time of Diego's death was approximately 10:15 p.m., the night he died. And here's where Jimena made her mistake. When Finn checked the laptop and found the suicide note document, it was created at 11:32 p.m., well after Diego would have already been dead.
In a later conversation with Finn, Marnie mentions that the only reason she thought to check the time created on the document was because Jimena gave two conflicting statements about the laptop. When Marnie first asked her about it, she said that she had no idea how to work a computer. Then later, when Marnie asked again, Jimena said she had gone through all his email accounts and messengers and hadn't found anything suspicious. This alone isn't anything damning. After all, maybe Jimena had somehow learned how to use a computer in between those two conversations. Or maybe she had initially exaggerated her own ineptitude with them. But it was enough for Marnie to want to look into it.
And so, after that, Marnie decided to look for a potential motive. She looked into the claim history regarding Jimena's widow's compensation, and she put the pieces together from there. The security footage from the bank just sealed the deal.
So there we have it. A heinous crime. A hate crime, really. But at least Marnie and Finn were able to find some justice for Diego. And for those who truly did love him.
Thank you for listening, and don't forget to follow us at Antonius Nazareth and at Nicholas Sato. We're still refining our process, so any feedback you have, please feel free to reach out and share your thoughts and ideas with us.
Music by Antonius Nazareth.
Editing by Nicholas Sato and Antonius Nazareth.
And special thanks to Mallory Blick and Luke Himmelganger.